Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Tehran will move ahead with its nuclear energy program despite pressures from the West. His comments come after the release of a report by the IAEA. In it, the agency accused Iran of seeking to develop a nuclear weapon. Tehran categorically rejects such claim. Israel is still keeping a Press TV reporter, another journalist, and 20 activists in custody. British citizen Hassan Rani was abducted on Friday as he was reporting from two aid ships en route to besieged Gaza. The British Foreign Office claims that they have provided Rani with consular assistance. The International Monetary Fund has warned that the global economy is at risk of being plunged into a, quote, lost decade. Speaking in China, head of the organization, Christine Lagarde, said the ongoing debt crisis in Europe has resulted in a cloudy outlook for the global economy. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has handed a record fine of more than $90 million to jailed insider Raj Rajaratnam. The Sri Lankan-born former founder of a hedge fund has been sentenced to 11 years in prison on one of the biggest insider trading cases in American history. Bolivian President Evo Morales says U.S. anti-drug agents are not welcome back in his country, despite an agreement to restore ties with Washington. Morales called himself a victim of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The two countries agreed to resume relations on Monday, 3 years after a diplomatic row. A group of American anti-corporate protesters are planning to march from New York's Zuccotti Park to Washington. Protesters are expected to arrive in Washington by November the 23rd. The demonstrators will join the Occupy DC movement before heading to the White House and Congress. International aid agencies have expressed grave concern about millions of people affected by floods in the south of Pakistan. They say funds for helping the flood-stricken people in Sindh province are running out and that over 9 million people are at risk of disease and malnutrition there. A massive asteroid has shot past the Earth. It was the closest an asteroid has been to our planet in 200 years. The so-called 2005 YU-55 is 400 meters wide. It streaked by at the speed of more than 48,000 kilometers an hour.